Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to Apostle Floyd's show tonight. I really started this show some months ago dealing with spiritual authority. And last week, God just led me to move away from that for a couple of weeks. And always I want to be obedient to the Lord. And I shared with you all some things, and I'm going to go a little bit further into that tonight. This is a very difficult subject. And so as transparent as I love to be, you know, I'm going to be that way tonight. Because I want to always be truthful with people, and I don't want to say things that's going to make people think otherwise. And so it is highly important for me to be transparent. So before I get into that, you know, I want to say a word of prayer. If you would, just pray with me. Gracious God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, oh God. Father, I appreciate you, Lord. You have always been good to me, Father. You said when we pray, pray our Father who art in heaven. And Lord, you are that Father. You are my King, Father. Lord, you are everything to me, O Lord. And tonight, God, I explicitly need you, O God, to help me, O God, navigate through this particular hour because it's going to help someone, Father, because you allowed me to do this. And God, I pray for the listeners, oh God, that their ears be open, that spirits be willing, oh Lord, that they would walk in an area of freedom and no longer be bound. I bless you, oh God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So tonight is unique in so many different ways. It has truly been a blessing for me to be able to do this. Last week I talked about the spirit of rejection. And I could talk about rejection if you just for a moment, you know, I could talk about it because I had experienced it. And I'm so transparent to be able to share that with you because my rejection caused me to respond to things in a different manner. Someone asked me this past week after the show, how can someone that loved God so much like you do possess the spirit of rejection? And, I don't like for folks to think that because we as ministers of the gospel, people that say we love God, cannot come under attack. And if we walk around and believe that, we're fooling ourselves. And so I don't want to walk around tricking anybody or making anybody think something other than that we walk on water and we don't. We are in the same position that you are in. We're just carriers of the word of God. And I also want to say, you know, we have to really check ourselves, you know, because we have to be responsible for what we do, who we are, as well as what we say. That is vitally important. So tonight, you know, without going any further, I'll probably take a break at the end to give a shout out to some people. But tonight I really want to dive into the spirit of Leah. The spirit of Leah. And for all you Bible scholars or biblical studiers out here that are going to follow me, you know, the story of Leah begins in Genesis chapter number 29. The story of Leah begins in Genesis chapter number 29. And so if you could, I just want to read a portion of this for you. And it said, Laban had, and this is verse number 16, it says, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah. The name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and that seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife for my days of the field, that I might go into unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him. And he went into her. He went unto her, and Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zelpha, his maid, for a handmaid. And it came to pass that morning, behold, it was Leah. He had said to Laban, what is thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. So what makes this a difficult story? Because if I had a topic to give, it would be something that I would want you to look up and something that I would want you to grab a hold of, because this is a spirit. If I could give you a topic to hold on to tonight, and something that I would want the women that may have experienced this and God has delivered them from this spirit, is to be able to go and help other young women. And so the topic that I would choose is, don't be a seat filler. I just want you to, and I don't really give topics when I teach on stuff like this, but if I could give one, it would honestly be, don't be a seat warmer. And in some cases, they call them a seat filler. Let me give you a little backdrop here on what a seat filler or a seat warmer is. If you've watched the award shows, it doesn't matter whether it's country music or American Music Awards or any type of Grammy, Emmys, all of your winners are coming out of the seats that the cameras can see. And when their name is called, they get up and they come to the stage and the camera follows them. And so that seat now is empty. And when that person... if you notice, after they have gotten up and received the award, someone comes from the back of the room and comes and sit in their seat until they get back. And so they fill that seat, so when the cameras come back around, it is looking at a full audience, and there are no gaps, and there is nothing standing in between them, you know, or something that seems empty when the cameras come back around. So they call these people that sit in these seats either seat warmers or seat fillers, because they only sit there long enough until the person that seat was meant for come back. So now I want you to grab a hold of that now. I want you to see this for what it is. And so now we look at the fact that Jacob now comes into an area where he sees a young girl. And I want to paint this picture to you real quickly now, because Rachel was not a woman. She was roughly about 11 or 12 years old. And Jacob was in his later years. Some say he was in the late 70s or early 80s. And so you have a gap in between the youth of this young woman, or not even a woman, so let me correct this, is what makes this so difficult. She is a little girl. And because of the culture that they're in, he wants, this old man wants this young girl to be his wife. Now, some of y'all may be cringing upon this, and many questions are going to come, but I want to deal with the spirit of Leah now. I want to deal with the spirit of Leah. And so he looks at Rachel, and she is beautiful, and he looks at Leah, and it's, and she is not as beautiful as her younger sister, but Leah is the first of the ones that were born. And so, and because he wants this little girl, I'm going to call it for what it is, since he wants this little girl, her father makes a deal, because it was custom that before the younger get married, the elder had to be married. And so if the elder has to be married, then no one has really asked for her hand in marriage. No one has picked her out that he would want to marry her. And so now in the midst of all of this, Laban tells Jacob, serve me 7 years. I need you to work for me for a little while now before you get my daughter. And when you get her, she's not going to be 12. She will probably be 19 or 20. But now can I stop here for a minute, because I'm dealing with the spirit now, and so if there are some spirits out here that is overcoming, because we have the elder of men going after the younger of the women, and then here's a bargaining chip going on here. Someone is bargaining off these young ladies, and this is a spirit now, and I want you to grab a hold of this. And so this older man wants this younger woman. This is biblical now. All you all that haven't read this, I want to lay it out to you. It wasn't that Jacob was 20 or 30 years old and Rachel was 27 or 28. Jacob was late in his years. And Rachel was 11 or 12 years old, but she had an older sister. So one night, Jacob thinks he's about to get Rachel. He ends up with Leah. And as he ends up with Leah, he tells Laban that you tricked me. In so many words, you tricked me, you tricked me. It's not that we're talking about the spirit of Jacob, but I want you to dive into what Leah now and how this spirit is running rapid. And how it's pushing women to do things that they would often not do. So Rachel finds herself now with Jacob, and she has a child, but any child doesn't matter. You have to have a male child during that time period. They didn't count the female children. It was the male child, because the male child would be the one that will carry the seed, if you will. And so men children were considered more valuable than girls, right? And so if they were treated that way, then the girls didn't feel like they had enough value. And today we would call that a spirit of where they're, their self-esteem is very low, because no one was there to nurture the self-esteem of the women. And so now, as this is going on, I want you to grab a hold of what Rachel does. She has a child by a man that does not want her. Can I get to that, right? I just want to, it was all right with you all. She has a child by a man that doesn't even want her. And so I want you to deal with this spirit now, if y'all can hear me. But she loves him to the point. She feels like if I continue to give him a male child, then he will love me and respect me? Can I deal with the spirit of Leah? And so she's dealing with a man that doesn't love her, that doesn't respect her, and flaunting the youth of her younger sister or another woman in front of her and making it okay. Can I deal with the spirit of Leah? And so Leah now did not stop having children by Jacob, because if Jacob didn't want her, but he kept laying with her. Whew, man, I got some pecan pie here, but I'm not going to eat none of it. I'm talking to the women out there. I don't know where you are, what you're going on, and this is a difficult subject for me. No, because this is not something that I wanted to talk about, but God led me to do this, because the last two nights that I've done this has been about being set free and getting that spirit off of you, that spirit that is on you and causing you. And ladies, if this is not you, but you know somebody like this, I want you to look at this differently now, because it doesn't matter what Rachel does, she's going to be Rachel. And Jacob is always going to have his eyes and affection towards her. But Leah, being her sister, her elder sister, is looking for the love and affection from Jacob. And all she becomes is a seat filler. When he can't get to Rachel, it's okay if he get his rocks off with Leah, and she just kept having boys after boys after boys. She kept investing herself in an individual that didn't see her as anyone. He didn't recognize her to be anyone or anything other than Laban's daughter. I don't even know if he even called her by her name when he went in there to see her. I don't even know if this sounds common to you all. This may be a fiction or a fictionary tale to some of you all. But have you ever met a woman that continued to reach and grab after someone that did not want her, and you couldn't figure out why she keeps sending herself through this torment? Have you ever seen that? And I'm not talking to the guys today. I'm talking to the women. Because if I had to talk to the guys, I would get angrier than what I am right now. And I don't want to get angry, because I would have to deal with them being as old as they are, making a deal for a younger woman. I would have to, that would be a total another spirit, because that would have to be the bargaining chip that, or the spirit of Laban, the way he would bargain off his own daughter. In order to save face and keep up with culture, because culturalistically, the elder was supposed to be married before the younger, so just him keeping with culture didn't really have any essence of or understanding of who he had as a daughter. I'm going somewhere now. I'm not there yet, even though I told you what's going on. So now Leah now has been rejected. You would think now that if we're talking about the spirit of rejection, that what spirit would make a woman now stay with a man and continue to give him children, thinking that he would see the value in the sons and turn his love and affection towards her? I don't know who I'm talking to. What woman is dealing with a man that really does not want her? He's not concerned about her, but she's giving him something, and as long as she's giving him that, he keeps returning. I am talking about the spirit of Leah, and I'm not talking about it in a good way. I'm talking about that demonic spirit that has come upon someone that makes them feel less than, that hides them in a spirit of rejection, and it makes them think, if I keep doing this for him, me, take me something to drink. If I keep doing something for him, surely one day he gonna love me. I don't know who's listening. I really don't know, but let's can we dive a little bit more deeper into this? And because Leah has now her self-esteem is low and she's bargaining off herself. You know, she's negotiating her own self-worth and she's giving up, you know, who she is as a person just to be recognized by someone. Y'all get this now. Get this. I want you to grab this. That's really not interested in her, but he's hanging around. Did y'all not know this was a spirit? Did you not know that this was a spirit? So don't look at that young lady like you're, or that woman. She may be in her 20s, she may be in her 30s, she may be in her 40s, that's still reaching for someone that don't want her. The spirit of Leah is all over her. I'm going to expose that devil tonight. You know, the spirit of Leah is all over her because now she's negotiating herself. She's bargaining off her self-esteem. And she's giving up something that she doesn't have to, but because of the culture. But only because of the culture that she's in, if she doesn't do this, she will not have anything in life that she can look back on and say she's done. Because culturally, you wouldn't look at as a woman of honor unless you gave birth to sons. Whew. Wouldn't look at as a woman of honor unless you gave birth to sons. I did not want Lord had to deal with me about this topic tonight because the wound now that is there, the bruise that is there does not heal because the spirit of Leah now knows you bruised and it now covers over that bruise. It doesn't want you to talk about it. It doesn't want you to deal with it. It wants to keep bringing historical things up to you because everybody else is watching. Tonight, I just want you to be delivered. Tonight, I just really want you to be set free. Because that spirit now that is on you will make you now bargain off your value. It will make you evict everything that God has put in you just to feel wanted by someone that does not want you. Oh, Jesus. I'm talking about the spirit of Leah. So I want to go a little bit further so you can see what this spirit does. If you begin to read later on in here, not only did Leah think that she gives more, she'll finally get him, right? But because of how she was used, one of the sons that Leah gives birth to, name is Judah. Mm. In her difficult moment in life and culturally, she's naming her sons based upon how or what she's feeling, or what is going on during that time period. And for some reason, in the midst of the birth of this of one of her sons, she names him Judah. And I skipped over a whole lot of things, but I'm trying to get to a certain point. She names him Judah, praise. How can she want to praise when she's giving herself to a man that doesn't want her? How? And even though he don't want her, He's holding on with one hand, but he ain't looking at her when he holds on to her. He has his hand hold on to her, but his back is to her because he got his eyes on something else. How can she name a child Judah? Praise. And this difficult moment where she's bargained off who she is, she's thinking about praising God. Wow. Man, I don't know what to say in reference to this. That spirit is running rapid. The spirit of rejection is so loud right now till we cannot hear it. But it's covering other spirits. And then you have the spirit of Leah that is so strong that rejection now hides under her. Because the only way that she doesn't feel rejected is to give another son. The only way that she doesn't feel rejected again is give another son. Six times does she do this. She gives birth to a son. She gives birth to a son because she's looking for some validation. I'm going to give birth to a son. I'm looking for you to recognize me. I'm going to give birth to a son. I'm looking for you to just look back at me and see that I exist. I'm going to give birth to a son. Look at how this spirit now has taken over. Pay close attention to this. How many of your sisters, your girlfriends, are connected with someone that don't want her? And she's selling her soul. She's selling herself off just so she can be accepted. Can I go a little bit before Leah? Because Jacob had a brother named Esau. And his brother, this I could shorten the story, was hungry. And he didn't have to ask his brother for food. But because he wasn't clear of his position and who he was being the elder of the two, he gives up his birthright, as it's written, for some red stuff. And his brother, knowing what birthright means, the firstborn, bargains off to receive the birthright of his brother. And then he goes further down the road to where we are today. And he's now been tricked. He tricked his brother, and now Laban tricks him. But instead of him doing the right thing, he continues to act as if this woman does not matter. I know this is hard tonight. This was hard for me to talk about it. And I might get all kind of crazy phone calls. Why did you do that? Why did you talk about it? Listen, this is what the Lord wanted me to talk about tonight because he wants his daughters free. He don't want his daughters feeling like they got to negotiate themselves off for somebody to love them. I'm going to go a little bit further with this now, and I want y'all to hear me. I want you to grab a hold of this now because many of you are running the church and throwing yourself, you know, at this building and you're selling yourself off just to be accepted in this particular church or in this particular organization. So you continue to deplete yourself of who you are. And they continue to strip you of what God gave you. They continue to drain you of all the energy that God has put in you, all the resources that God has put in you. And they hold on to you. They don't want you. They're looking at something else. But as long as they got their hand on you, they keep draining everything you got. They don't pour nothing into you. They drain you because that spirit now has led you to a place where you can only be used. All they have to do is use. use you. That's what this is, the spirit of Leah, and how difficult it is sometimes for a woman to recognize, I don't have to compromise who I am to be who God wants me to be. The spirit of Leah. The spirit of Leah. Wasn't her fault because the culture was that way. Wasn't her fault. She didn't make the rules back then. And they honored and loved their father. So when her dad sent her in to have sex with Jacob, he knew what he was doing. Was no secret about what he was doing. There are moments in life where leaders and I saw this. We'll put women in the church in situations that they will compromise who they are. And then make it all right as if nothing ever happened. This happens, if you don't believe me, it happens. Because the women think that they should do all they can to please the pastor. And if the pastor wants them to do this, they're going to continue to do it. I want you to pay close attention. Now, the spirit of Leah ain't in the world. It's in what we call the church. The spirit of Leah ain't. It happens in the world. Yeah, it didn't happen in the world. It happens in the world. There are women that are possessed by this spirit and they're being used, and they don't know it. They have no earthly idea what's going on. So how now, if they are possessed with this spirit? Here comes the big caveat of the question. How do you get rid of this? How do you help your sister that has this spirit looming over her? How does she get rid of it? And how do you engage this process without it coming on you? How can you engage this process without the spirit of Leah coming on you? You're tender-eyed. You don't look like the other one next to you. You start now evaluating. I don't look better than she does. She's younger. She's beautiful. And you're telling yourself that you're not. How do you get beyond this? What do you do at that particular moment that that person would want to be delivered from that? I'm going to make it a much more complicated question. How do you, it may not be the spirit of Leah, but how do you deal with rejection and the spirits that it has brought upon your life? How do you become free from this? How can you free yourself? It's hard to free yourself from something that has you bound. You need some help. You need to be able to get the people that know how to deal with spirits. And I'm going to say this now. It don't mean that you know, you're going to manifest yourself, flop around the room and act crazy. We have authority over these things. And last week, I know I prayed and I let something loose, and with wisdom, I had to call those people that called me, because you put them in a position where these spirits have been cast off of them. You know, now where did you leave them? You left them by themselves. And with no light coming into those dark places, you're just allowing that spirit to come back in and do more damage than it did before. And I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to do that. So I want to really continue to dive a little bit further in this, because I want to expose some things And I want you to see, when you're looking at your sisters, when you're looking at your the women that you love, that you call your sisters, not necessarily birth sisters, but your girlfriends and your nieces, and how they are feeling less than, and in feeling that way, watching the spirit that may be looming over their life, when they start thinking that they are not worthy, or they are less than, or they can't have what the other person has, or because this girl has long hair, she's going to be accepted, because her skin color is lighter than yours, she's going to be accepted, because she's tall and thin waistline, she's going to be accepted. You know, they give all of these excuses. She's educated and you're not, and she's going to be accepted. And so, you know, when you're in this position now, I want you to watch this now. Look what happens. Watch how the other spirits now begin to come out from under Leah. We already talked about rejection. And so now you have girls that now are trying to compromise who they are just so they can be with someone. And so look at the spirit of Leah now and how it's affecting them. You now have young men, because the spirit of Leah, not only does it affect the young girl, but it has an attraction to the young men that don't mean you no good. That spirit attracts them to hold on to you because you now are a receptor, if I can say that. You are a receptor, and all they're going to do is make a deposit in you. They're going to deposit who they are in you, will leave a seed in you to become a child in you and to be birthed by you. And so that spirit now continues to attract these young men, older men, that all they're coming to do is make a deposit. And because you want to be needed, or she wants to be needed, or she wants to feel a part of something, you know, she continues to put herself out there that she would become a depository, where men are just coming and depositing that seed in her, just continue. And they letting her hand go, they just making a deposit. They hold her hand and they let it go because they're just making a deposit. And so when they're doing this now, you know, watch the young lady now. She either tries to justify what she does, or she finds herself struggling in life and not understanding why. And we look at it, and, you know, we've seen them, you know, young women that have 7, 8 children by different men, you know, and we said, you know, is she smart enough just to have a condom? You know, can you just have protected sex and something? And it's bigger than that, because it's darker than that. It ain't the protection of sex. It's the spirit that's on her life. It's the spirit now that's on the light. And so when I pray tonight, I am going to upset a spirit, because we're going to take authority over it. And those that know young women or older women that are dealing with this, I want you to pray with me tonight, because we're going to evict that spirit. I want you to get with me tonight. I want you to pray with me, you know, and so we can evict. And I'm going to pray that when the eviction happens, that light comes in and that God speaks into their mind and speaks into their hearts and then speaks into that body and does something, that spirit begins to be evicted. And as that spirit is evicted, I'm going to pray that the angels of the Lord lead these women to women that are going to nurture them, continue to bring them up. I don't have time to wait now until someone grabs a hold to the young women and try to teach them something. I don't have time to set up a conference and wait 20 days and have a conference about Leah or the rest of these things. I have to deal with this now. We got young women in the church to have gifts and a talent, attracting spirits of young men that don't want her, don't need her, don't even love her, let alone know who she is. They have no idea what they're doing. All they know is the spirit has attracted them to her. All they know is that, and in some cases, I'm going to speak to this, and in colleges where they will have these parties, you know, young lady thinks she's having sex with one man, and then they do this switcheroo with the robe, and another one comes in, and another one comes in. And so these things happen. And when they happen, it hurts. She don't know when she's pregnant who the father is. And yeah, it was a dumb decision. But look at the spirit now that's looming over her. Because in a lot of cases, you know, someone could tolerate the Hymie situation. But in Jacob's case, he really didn't want her. But after he had sex with her and she gave him a son, he wouldn't let her go, but that's not who he wanted. He wanted Rachel. He was willing to give up 7 years of service just to have her. Look at the brothers, black and white, Asian, Hispanic. Not calling them brothers, I'm talking about all of them. That have a hand on one woman and eyes on another. They have their hands now on this one woman, but eyes on another. And they are bold enough to say, I don't want you. But they know you'll keep hanging around. They're bold enough to tell you, I don't need you. And we'll be with another woman in front of you and dare you to say something. I know y'all said, some of y'all women sitting there said, that ain't me, that wouldn't be me. I ain't gonna do that. And it might not be you. But can you deal with the young lady that God is gonna bring your way? Now I'm at the crest of where I am. How can you deal with that young lady that God is getting ready to bring your way? That she's gonna get close to you and she's gonna reveal something. And you now have to be that person to help them cross that line. You know they've been rejected. You know they have been used. Some may have been molested. Because still now, if Jacob would have had his way, he'd have had Rachel when she was just 12 years old. I know that sounds like a pervert. It does. Man in his late 70s, licking his chops over a 12-year-old. And we say that don't happen in church. It does. And it's time to expose that devil. It's time to expose. And so the story goes on, and I want you all to grab this, that even in death, Jacob may have tried to escape Leah. But when he died, the Bible indicates they buried him next to Leah. And he could not escape what he wouldn't let go of. He wouldn't let go of it. He wouldn't recognize her. Even after she gave him 6 sons, half of the children of Israel, the tribes, were birthed from Leah. The 12 tribes of Israel, of Jacob's name was changed. 6 of those boys came from Leah. She established 60 or 50% of the tribes of Israel. And out of that 61 was called Judah. And out of Judah came Jesus. Think about that now. Even if God had a plan, does it have to hurt so much? Even if God had a plan, do I have to go through that? Ladies and gentlemen, you all that are listening, we're getting ready to pray. And I'm free enough today to where I can honestly say that God has given me something that is going to release that spirit of rejection hiding under the spirit of Leah. And we're going to cast away the spirit of Leah from your life if it's applicable, and help you cast that spirit away from other lives that you come in contact with. This is what made this a difficult situation tonight. Because some of you may have daughters, and you recognize this. Some of you may have nieces or sisters, and you recognize that spirit now. Probably did not know that is the spirit of Leah. That devil that came upon her is what I'm recognizing it as. That would cause a young lady in a culture that has not even accepted her to be greater or to be accepted at all. The only good she would be for was to give this man a son. And she gave six of them. And he still didn't respect her. He had no love for her, didn't honor her, none whatsoever. Didn't treat her like he loved her. Didn't even treat her like she belonged. I want you to read this story. Genesis chapter number 29. And I'm about to go into prayer because I think it's that time. I think it is that time. And I'm asking the Lord right now to prepare the angels of God to prepare to reach those young ladies that are coming your way so you can be able to touch their inner part of that spirit as they come not guarding the wound. Can you pray with me? Pray with your brother. Gracious God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, O God. And at this moment, Father, do we speak to again, O Lord, the spirit of Leah that has encompassed itself around some women, O Lord, that are compromising themselves, thinking they do more or do something different, that this man is going to remain with them. Lord, I bless you, O God, that woman, O Lord, this night, O God, is going to be free. So, God, we speak to, hallelujah, that spirit that has them bound, you must now go. Because of the authority that God has given me, I speak to that spirit. And that it be evicted because she doesn't want you in her life. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, if that spirit is gone, Father, heal these young women now where that dark place was with the spirit of light. That you would illuminate those hidden places, O Lord, that spirit would have no place to hide, neither would it have a place to harvest, O God. And Lord, that you will walk these young women that come to the women that are on this phone, O Lord. I will send them to some other woman, and God, that you, O Lord, can take them on a journey of wholeness, Father. that they will begin to recognize that spirit when it comes back, because it will, Father. It's looking as if that place is now dark again. So, Lord, that you would fill them, O Lord, with your light, with your power, and your grace. In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for that deliverance right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. I really appreciate you all listening to this tonight. It's a difficult subject, difficult topic, you know, and I said I wanted to do some shout-outs tonight. God has blessed me to help and work with some extraordinary people. Two writers, but one, well, actually all of them are writers. One has some novels out or some books out. Lucretia Wilson, I mean, she's writing, and God is blessing her hands, and I pray that the Lord continue to give her the ability to put ink to paper. C.C. Eccles, you know, with her new business venture, you know, is just blessing her. It has her running, you know, and God is good. And most of all, someone that is dear to me, someone that I see some great things happening with and to, Tawana Hayward Bay with HBI, and that's Hayward Bay International. Doing some things that I think are astronomical, and I do see the Lord just taking that to a new level. Sometimes God takes your infinite idea, and when he grabs a hold of it, he blows it up to something bigger than he ever could see. And so we want to give a shout out to them and to all of you all that are involved in doing some things. You know, I want you to keep in mind that this wasn't your typical show tonight. You know, this was actually dealing with the spirit of Leah. And so I'm going to, you know, really just kind of close it off tonight. And I really appreciate you all listening. Keep your brother in prayer. Next week, you know, God gave me permission to go back into spiritual authority. And we're going to deal with Watchman Nee in chapter number 9. And I think the Lord has some things that are going to be a blessing to all those that are listening. You know, again, God bless you. Thank you for listening in. And may heaven forever smile upon you. God bless.